Friday night this past September, four boys, young boys, 12, one of them was 13, all happened to be walking down the same street at the same time one evening. Somebody throws a stone, bang, hits a car. All the cars lined up on the street, the good luck of hitting an unmarked police car. Out hops the police officer. Three boys run. One boy obeys. He's caught. He's charged. Later that evening, I'm driving home from work about 10 o'clock at night. Cell phone rings. I answer the phone while I'm driving. Lost scoff law here. Hello, this is Detective so-and-so. Do you know so-and-so? And I thought, okay, what's he done now? This was the boy's dad. So, well, we're not talking about him. We're talking about his son. Drive right off the road. I couldn't believe it. My godson, 13-year-old boy, arrested in jail in juvenile detention. 3 o'clock in the morning, we pick him up, and his father dresses him down irrationally. So there's a series of court appearances. Neither parent finds themselves able to attend. I take the boy, my godson that I've known since the day he was born, to these court appearances. Yes, Your Honor, he realizes this was wrong. No, Your Honor, he's not an idle, wild child. He's a good kid. So we come to community conferencing, and we learn that the police officer who came to the community conference, who arrested the boy, took him to juvenile detention. They look him up. There's absolutely nothing in the system about this boy. She's shocked. Find a 13-year-old black male not in the system. Well, we have to do something different with this. Let's try mediating, community counseling. So we did, community conference. And the father did find himself able to attend. The boy was there. I was there. The officer was there. And Jennifer from community conferencing was there. Within 2 minutes, the father had the police officer on her feet, walking toward the door, ready to leave. I coaxed her back. We worked on it. We worked on it. We worked on it. How to get everybody to explain what they thought, what they felt. Consider the police officer, a young woman, family of her own, in an unmarked car in Park Heights neighborhood at night, bang on the side of the car. Someone's shooting at me. Consider this 13-year-old boy who just happened to be walking down the street. Three other boys join him. He knows them. They're not pals. They don't hang together. They're not chums. They just happen to be walking along. He is the one that's caught. He's the one that's pushed face down in the dirt and handcuffed and taken downtown. And this is happening to me too. So this was explained, all these hurt feelings, all this resentment. The boy's only experience with BCP is when the police would come to his house, kick in his front door, and take his dad off to jail. This happened more than once. The discussion went on a little bit more about responsibility for one's actions. And eventually we got to the point where people were able to say, the boy was able to say, he regretted what happened. I think the officer understood the fear, understood the perplexed, what is happening to me, feelings of the boy. I think the boy understood the fear that the officer had and the anxiety. BCP, these people face a hell of a lot of crap on our behalf every day. What married young woman with children would go and do this kind of job on our behalf? It's amazing. And so it worked out. There was a release of anger. There was a release of tension. There was acknowledgement of responsibility of actions. And most important, this boy who has a future has no police record. continues with no police record. He has a record of being arrested, a record of being charged. No, I'm sorry. There is no record of being charged. He has a record of being arrested, but that could be for jaywalking. That could be for spitting on the sidewalk. We all do this. So it's... it sure seems like a lot of people do it. But the point is, he stays out of the system. At the community conferencing took place on his 14th birthday. So happy birthday to you, young man. He stays out of the system. He doesn't have the baggage. He doesn't have the police record to follow him through and compromise his success, compromise his ability to succeed for the rest of his life. His father, on the other hand, his long and intimate relationship with Maryland Department of Corrections is something that the boy admits he doesn't want to be like his father. The father says he doesn't want the boy to be like him. So they recognize this. This comes out eventually in the conference. It's a place where people can sit. It's not adversarial. It's not one lawyer saying one thing, another lawyer saying another thing, and police standing all around the place. It's a good thing. It really works. Now, if I could say a few more things, I think very